We do thank and praise the Lord. We can come together on this Lord's Day and finalize our gathering by breaking bread together.
我们实在要感谢赞美我们的主，在这个主日我们能够一同聚集，我们最后要来一起擘饼纪念主。
How many of you, would you mind raising your hand, how many of you have been to over 20 WCCCs?
如果不介意的话，请举手，如果您有参加过超过20次的西岸特会。
Well, not too many. How about more than 10?
那超过10次的呢?
Well, okay. The reason I say this is because, brothers and sisters, we do miss our brother Stephen Kong on this day.
我之所以这样问，是因为我们在这个日子也特别想念我们的江守道弟兄。
You know, they always asked him to speak on this final day.
因为江弟兄一直被请求在最后这一天向我们说话。
Now our brother would be willing to speak any time, but he was always most reticent on this Lord's Day to speak in light of the Lord's table being in our midst.
我们弟兄非常乐意对我们说话，但是他总是对最后这一天在主日给我们讲话，他要有一些保留。
As most of you know, in early July, our brother slipped into the presence of the Lord.
大多数弟兄姊妹应该知道，在七月初的时候，我们的弟兄在安睡中被主接去。
And unfortunately, I don't know an eternity time, but there's a conflict. I don't know if he was 107 years old or, according to the Chinese, 108 years old.
我实在是不知道该怎么来数算他的年岁，因为有不同的算法。有些人说他107岁，有些说108岁。
But I hope that you were here in those last few years that he came and spoke.
但是我实在是希望他最后几次在这边传讲信息的时候，您在那个地方。
His heart had distilled his burden and message down to one primary thing.
他属给他的信息的负担就专注在一件事情上头。
You remember what he said?
记得他所说的话吗?
The Lord is coming soon.
主快回来了。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗?
And that is a theme that I would like to take up again this morning.
今天早上我愿意来接受同样的这个负担。
We read the passage of our theme in Philippians.
我们读到了我们大会主题的经文在腓立比书。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Now we have been sharing along with our dear brothers about this matter of that we can know the Lord.
我们与弟兄们一同来分享这个主题，就是说到我们可以认识基督。
Now we walk by faith and not by sight.
我们是凭信而行，而不是凭眼见。
And not having seen him, we love him.
虽然也没有见过他，我们却是爱他。
And with the eye of faith, we have seen something of our Lord and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering in Christ, the goal in these various ways we've seen with the eye of our heart.
借着信心，我们用我们心灵的眼睛，我们看见了他，我们晓得他复活的大能，我们晓得与他一同受苦，也可以效法他的死。But
if you have seen him, even this week, it is just the hors d'oeuvres. The main course is soon to come.
甚至如果这个礼拜你已经看见他的话，这仍然不过是开胃品，我们还没有来到那真正的宴席。We
are about to see our Lord face to face.
我们即将与我们的主面对面的相遇。He
is coming soon.
他很快就会再来。And
when Paul says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection,
就像保罗在这边说的，我愿意晓得他复活的大能。Now
Paul is talking about knowing him in this little while before he comes.
他在这边说到，就是在他回来之前短暂的这段时间，他愿意来晓得。But
behind his desire is the real desire to see his Lord and King upon this earth face to face.
在他这个愿望的背后有一个更大的渴慕，就是能够在地上，他能够亲眼面对面的与他的主相遇。
That will be glory.
这就是荣耀。
And so Paul, with his earnest desire, he says at the end of this sentence, that I may attain unto the resurrection from the dead.
他带着如此的迫切，在十一节这篇他说到，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Now there's some interpretations of that verse. We're not even going to go there today.
我们不会来怎么样子来解释这句经文。
In our last session here, I hope that we can do what I will try to do, a Bible study on the resurrection of our Lord and his coming.
在这最后的一堂，我愿意好像带大家来一个查经，我们来要来看主耶稣基督要再来所带来的那个复活。
Paul received specific revelation about the coming of the Lord and resurrection.
我们保罗特别的得到神的启示，看见我们的主来的时候所带来的复活。
And so we will look at a few scriptures, actually 16 different scriptures.
所以我们要来读一些的经文，大概有16处。
Our brothers, if they can keep up with me, we'll be putting them up on the side the screens.
我们的弟兄可以帮助我们，当我们在读到这些经文的时候，他们会把打到屏幕上。
Because I think it's very important for the saints not to be robbed of this blessed hope.
因为我觉得非常的重要，弟兄姊妹不能被剥夺这样的一个有福的盼望。
The physical coming of our Lord in a resurrected body and our joining him with resurrection bodies in the kingdom soon to come.
就是在即将来的神的国度里头，我们的主实体的来到我们的中间，我们与他联合。
I just want to read two to introduce, which he'll not put up on the board.
我们就要先来读两处的作为介绍。
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21.
在腓立比书第三章第二十二十一节 right?
For our citizenship is heavenly, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.Who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按照那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Those verses alone should put you on the grid.
这样的经文就应该把你跟电网连上。
Can you grasp the exceeding greatness of his power in transforming our bodies into the same as his glorious?
你能够明白这件事吗？当你跟这个电网连的时候，它那个大能就能够改变你卑贱身体的形状，与它荣耀的身体相似。
And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we come to Paul's trumpet call.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章这边，我们看见这个最后的号响。
Some of the saints have already fallen asleep and died.
有些圣徒已经睡了，他们在主里边睡了。
So in verse 13, he says, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
It's a sad thing, isn't it, when you see unbelievers who have no hope and somebody dies.
当我们看见没有信主的人有死亡发生的时候，他们的悲伤实在是很可怜。
But the death of our beloved ones ignites a hope in us.
然而那些我们所亲爱的人安睡的时候，他能够点燃我们的盼望。
Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
我们若信耶稣死而复活，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Now Paul shares his revelation in verse 15.
保罗在第十五节这边分享到他的启示。
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another. with these words.
因为主必亲自从天降临, 有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音, 又有神的号筒吹响, 那在基督里死了的人必先复活, 以后我们这活着还存留的人, 必和他们一同被提到云里, 在空中与主相遇, 这样我们就要永远和主同在, 所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Lord, as we come to you on this day,
主啊, 我们在这个日子来到你的面前,
which is inaugurated by your resurrection from the dead, the first day of the week.
是借着你自己的宝血为我们开的这条又新又活的路。
We would cry out with the early church, Maranatha, even so come.
我们就如同当初起先的教会一样在这边呼喊说, 愿主快来。
As we study the truth of the word of God together,
当我们一同来查考你自己宝贵话语的时候,
do ignite our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit.
主啊, 愿你把我们的心点燃,
and ignite that flame of the blessed hope within.
能够把那个有福的盼望在我们的心中的那个火熊熊的燃烧起来。
We're so thankful for this time we've had together these days.
主为着这些特别日子的聚会, 我们的心向你献上感恩。
But these times would only be crowned truly by your coming again.
然而这些日子最后的那个冠冕就是你的再来。
Help us now as we consider these things.
愿我们在思考思默想这些事情的时候, 你来帮助我们。
In Jesus' precious name.
靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Paul wants us to understand this blessed hope.
保罗愿意我们能够明白这个有福的盼望。
Unfortunately today, I think Christians have been robbed to a great degree of this blessed hope.
很不幸的, 今天大多数的基督徒, 他们好像这样的一个有福的盼, 被从这个有福的盼望里剥夺了。
And this is because of three common misconceptions that have not been clearly thought through.
这是因为有三个非常常, 经常遇到的误解。
The first misconception is a concept of something that happens for a moment, but we have translated into a sense of incompletion.
所以这种错误的观念, 第一就是好像是就那么一瞬间, 我们就好像一下被改变到一个什么样的一种状态里头。
So in slide number one, we have 2 Corinthians in chapter 5.
所以我们第一个幻灯片要来看哥林多后书第五章。
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who's also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. We're always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了,必得神所造,不是人手所造,在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息,深想得那从天上来的房屋,好像穿上衣服,倘若穿上,被遇见的时候就不至于赐身了。 我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦,并非愿意脱下这个,乃是愿意穿上那个,好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了,为此培植我们的就是神,他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据,所以我们时常坦然无惧,并且晓得我们住在身内,便与主相离。
Now the misconception is that when we die, we go to heaven.
这个错误的观念就是当我们死的时候我们去天堂。
Now here it clearly says, when somebody who's a believer dies, they go into the presence of the Lord.
然而这边清楚地告诉我们, 当一位信徒死去的时候, 他来到主耶稣的同在里面。
And we know Paul's testimony in Philippians chapter 1, that he would rather depart and to be with the Lord than to remain on this earth.
我们也从腓立比书第一章那边看见保罗的见证,他宁愿离世与主同在,那是好的无比。What
a blessed thing to know, that all of our dear beloved believer loved ones have gone into the presence of the Lord.
我们知道我们所亲爱的已经离去的 亲人，他们是在主的同在里面，这对我们是何等的安慰。
But you notice Paul does not say much more about this.
但是保罗并没有在这点上说太多。
Because it's not meant to be our permanent state.
因为这个并不是我们那永远的那个结局。
In fact, as we come into the presence of the Lord, it's just really for a twinkling of an eye.
其实我们来到主，到了主的同在里那边去之后，不过就是一个转眼之间的事。
Now when we think of that, it staggers the mind.
当我们来思想这件事情的时候，我们好像难以明白。
The first two Christian martyrs we know of were James the Apostle and Stephen.
最初的两个基督徒的殉道者，一个是斯提凡，一个是使徒雅各。
Now they've been in the presence of the Lord for 2,000 years.
他们在主的同在里面好像已经过了2000年。
How long is that an eternal time?
那对，在用永世的眼光来看，这是有多长的时间？
I don't know if you like reading a Christian science guys, but there's a scientist who's a Christian, not a Christian scientist.
我不知道你是不是喜欢读一些基督徒科学家们所写的事情，所写的书。
You know that wonderful scientist Arthur Constance from Canada.
从加拿大来的有这么一位杰出的科学家，他是个基督徒。
He says, when you slip through that veil, you slip into eternity.
他说，当你穿过那个幔子的时候，你就溜进了这个永世里头。
And the concept is so different.
那个概念就完全不一样。
A thousand years is a day.
一千年不过就是一日。
And in his concept, actually, when you go into the presence of the Lord, you go up.And you meet your fellow brethren from 2,000 years ago, because that's the same moment in eternity that everybody's going up into the presence of the Lord.
当你来到永世的时候，你会遇见几千年前离世的这些圣徒，我们全都要到那个地方去，好像不过就是转眼之间。
Well, now we'll get into trouble if we speculate too much about eternity at time zone.
如果我们在这个有限的时间里边来试图明白永世是什么样子的话，我们也许会徒劳无功。
But the Bible is clear about this.
但是圣经却是非常的清楚。
When somebody dies, they're not resurrected at that moment.
当一位圣徒离世的时候，他没有在那个时刻就被复活。
For they will not come back in a physical body, spirit, soul, and body until the Lord's second coming.
除非主第二次降临，他们不会带着一个复活的灵魂体来到这个世上。
They're in the presence of the Lord.
他们在主的同在里面。
Maybe they look like Romans, Revelation chapter 7, where all those multitudes are worshiping with palms and white garments. We don't know.
他们也许就像在启示录第七章那边所描述的各族各方的民，他们穿着白衣，手拿棕树枝在那边颂赞主。
But our dear brothers and sisters in the presence of the Lord are waiting for that day when they are given resurrected bodies and live on this earth in the kingdom of their Lord.
但是我们这些在主里边已经睡了的圣徒，他们在盼望的等候那一天，他们能够在一个复活的身体里边来到地上，在我们主的降临的国度里面。
Now the second misconception about dying and going to heaven.
那么关于这个死了就去天堂的第二个错误观念。
This actually comes from false beliefs of the Gnostics.
其实是从那个错误的信仰，诺斯底主义的信仰来的。
There's a large swath of Christianity that doesn't really believe we're going to have resurrected bodies.
其实有很大的一批基督徒，他们所信仰的就是我们复活的时候不会有一个真的身体。
As a matter of fact, they hate their bodies.
其实他们是恨恶他们的身体。
Do you hate your body?
你恨恶你的身体吗？
Well, they believe, because they have a Gnostic teaching, that the body is evil.When you die, you slip out of your body and become a soul who's been made perfect.
因为他们受诺斯底主义的影响，他们恨恶他们肉身的身体。当他们死的时候，他们的灵魂就离开这个身体，就进入到那么一种虚无缥缈的境界里。
And so you live in heaven in a bodiless kind of, you're like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
所以你的这个灵魂就好像那个鬼魂一样，就在那个空中漂浮。
Praise God, you've left your sinful body.
感谢主，你离开了你这个有罪的肉身体。
But did you leave your sinful soul?
你有没有离开你那个有罪的魂呢？
Well, all of this is just stuff because they don't really believe that the Lord could redeem and transform and make eternal a human body.
所有这一切都是因为他们并不真的相信我们的主，他能够用他的大能来改变我们这卑贱的身体，成为他复活荣耀的身体。
Slide number two shows us where this misconception comes from, even scripturally.
那么第二个幻灯片告诉我们看，从圣经里边都可以看见说，这第二个误解是从什么地方来的。
Paul says that it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body, there's a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
Now, I don't know, I hope that the Mandarin is more careful in their translation than the English.
我希望这个中文的翻译要比英文的翻译要稍微仔细一点。
It is sown a natural body.
这边说是所种的是一个天然的身体。
Now, what do you think that means? A physical body?
是不是这个我们的这个肉体实体呢
?But the word in the Greek is psukike, which means it was sown a soulish body.
那么在希腊原文里头他说到的是一个属魂的肉体身体。
But it will be raised a spiritual body.
当他复活的时候呢是一个灵性的是一个属灵的身体。
Now what's a spiritual body?
那你的属灵的身体在哪呢
?Oh, it's me slimmed down.
那是不是我就瘦身了以后呢?
It's me, and I can dance on the air and be transported to Mars just by thinking about it.
借着想象我就可以好像可以漂浮起来可以飞到火星上。
No, but the word in the Greek is pneumatike. In other words, you will have a spirit body.
但是这个希腊的原文的那个意思是另外一个意思而是你有一个灵性的身体。
Now what Paul means is this.
保罗的意思是这样。
We used to have a body energized and centered in our soul. But now we will have a body centered in our spirit.
保罗的意思是说我们原来有一个身体它是从我们的魂里边得力量。然后我们要得到一个身体它以后是从我们的灵里头得供应得力量。
He's not talking about the difference of our bodies that one was physical and now the other is made of plasma.
他不是在说到我们这个身体好像是由不同的物质组成的先是由这个地上的物质然后就变成另外一个什么有电子体。
I don't know if this is good news or bad news for you, but when we see each other in the resurrection kingdom, I'm going to recognize you, you're going to recognize me.
我不知道你会觉得如何当我们在复活里边相遇的时候我会认出你来你也能认出我来。
But we won't be soul-centered and carnal, we'll be spirit-centered and alive.
然而我们就不会再是以魂为中心了不会是属肉体的了 属肉体的了而是以灵为中心的属灵的。
And the third misconception about heaven is that it's somewhere up above the cumulonimbus clouds.
关于这个天堂还有第三个错误的观念就是好像天堂不过就是在我们头顶上有一个什么星云的背后。
When I die, I'm going up to heaven.Where my father's house is.
当我死的时候我要去天堂到我天父的那个住所。
It's made of clouds.
它是由云来建造的。
And I've got a mansion just over the hilltop.
那我在山的那一边我有一个居所。
And so it's got hills up in heaven, but they're rolling hills, or maybe they look like the Chinese beautiful hills, you know.
好像天堂那边有这个高低起伏的山岭像中国的那座黄山。
But it's just up there like the third star to the right.
好像是这边第三个星星的右边在那个地方。
But you see, that's a non-biblical view of many religions, even Chinese religions, about the concept of heaven, something up there.
我们知道这种观念好像天堂不过是天上的某一个地方从是很多的错误的这个宗教的观念。
You're already in the Father's house.
你现在已经在你父的家里了。
The Lord's prepared that for you.
我们的主已经为我们预备了这个。
And we will live with him forever in the Father's house.
我们要在父的家里与他同住直到永远。
So you see, when people see these things, what they do is they don't understand that before we go into eternity and the coming down of the New Jerusalem, there's a period of time, the millennial kingdom.
他们不明白的原因是因为他们不知道在我们得救之后到主耶稣到永世之前还有一段千年国度的时刻。
And why is that important?
为什么这件事情重要呢?
Because that's what Paul was looking forward to.
因为那个国度是保罗所热切期待的。
That's what the early church was looking forward to.
这是早期的教会他们所殷切期待的。
We know after this kingdom of the Lord Jesus on earth, that the heavenly Jerusalem will come down and heaven and earth will be united in eternity as one.
我们知道在这个千年国地上的千年国度结束的时候，就有新耶路撒冷从天上从神那边降下来，天和地在基督耶稣里边就合而为一。
But what was Paul's blessed hope of the resurrection?
那么保罗在这边他那个有福的复活的盼望在什么地方？
When we look at slide number 3, we see two times where Paul insisted he believed in the resurrection even as the Pharisees.
下面我们看见保罗有两次坚持见证说他的盼望就是死人复活。
But perceiving that one group were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, Paul began crying out in the council, Brethren, I'm a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I'm on trial for the hope and resurrection of the dead.
保罗看出大众一半是撒都该人，一半是法利赛人，就在公会中大声说：“弟兄们，我是法利赛人，也是法利赛人的子孙，我现在受审问，是为盼望死人复活。”
Then in verse, in chapter 24, having a hope in God which these men cherish themselves, that there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked.
24章这边说，并且靠着神盼望死人无论善恶都要复活。
Now you know, the Sadducees didn't believe in a resurrection.
你知道撒都该人他们不相信复活。
Now why is that?
为什么呢?
They have grounds.
他们有原因的。
It's because they only believe the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, that's the word of God.
因为他们只相信摩西五经，那是神的话。
But it was the prophets that began to reveal a resurrection.
然而却是先知他们开始来启示关于复活这件事。So
the law, they say, didn't mention it, but of course Jesus showed them that it did.
他们说这个摩西的律法里面没有提到复活这件事情，其实耶稣告诉我们说确实已经有。But
the Pharisees believed in a resurrection.
然而法利赛人他们相信复活。Because
they believed the prophets.
因为他们相信先知。We
have to go and look back just a moment about the Old Testament. The Old Testament is like a three-chapter story without an ending.
那么旧约圣经就好像是有三个章回的那个小说一样，但是却没有一个结局。The
first chapter of the Old Testament,
旧约圣经的第一章,
the purpose of all God's creation is to one day be filled with the glory of God like the waters cover the sea.
给我们看见神造物的目的，就是有一天，一切的受造都要充满神的荣耀，好像海水，水充满海洋一般。We
just sang it. Let thy glory be over all the earth.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌说，让你的荣耀充满全地。This
is a story within the Old Testament.
这个是旧约圣经给我们看见的一个故事。But
by the end of the Old Testament, it wasn't fulfilled.
然而在旧约的末了，我们看见这个应许没有实现。
Even as Paul says in slide number 4,
甚至保罗在这边也说,
even now creation is groaning.
现在受造之物还在叹息,
for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. That's talking about the resurrection. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who was subjected in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation's groaning and laboring and birth pangs together until now. The creation is waiting for this to be fulfilled.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，这是那个复活。因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因他那叫他如此的。但受造之物 仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。When
will this ever be fulfilled?
那么神的这个应许何时能够实现呢?
See, we know the end of the story.
看见吗? 我们知道这个故事的结局是什么?
When Jesus the Messiah establishes his righteous reign on earth, even creation will become environmentally sound.
就是当耶稣基督亲自的在地上建立他荣耀国度的时候，甚至所有这些受造之物都能够得以享受他们自由的荣，而做神儿女自由的荣耀。
But when God looked at creation and said, oh, this is good, this is very good, then man fell, Satan brought creation under corruption, and now we have to wait for the glory of the Lord to fill the earth.
当神造万物的时候，他说这都是好的，然而仇敌魔鬼却把万物都带到罪里边去，所以我们现在都一同叹息劳苦。
The second chapter in the Old Testament that is a story without an ending.
第二章的创世纪，第二旧约圣经的第二章的故事也是一个没有结局的。
God created man to be fruitful and multiply and take dominion over the earth.
神造人的目的是要他们治理管理这地，而且呢要生养众多。
In slide number 5, we see Hebrews quotation of David's comment on man's destiny and eternal purpose.
下面我们看见希伯来书这边引用大卫诗篇里边的一句话，说到人的事情。
But one, beginning in Hebrews 2 verse 6, but one testified in a certain place saying, what is man that you're mindful of him? The son of man that you take care of him?You've made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor. You've set him over the work of your hands. You've put all things in subjection under his feet.
但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；人算世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
I stop there because that's the end of the quote in Psalm 8.
我停在这个地方是因为这是诗篇第八篇的那段经文。
When will men ever become sons of glory?
什么时候人才可以成为荣耀之子呢？
Who can bring many sons to glory and complete this story?
谁可以带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里边去，使这个故事有一个结局呢？
When will men and women rule and reign over this earth as they're intended to do?
什么时候男人和女人才可以像神所预定的那样能够治理管理这个世界呢？
And so the writer of Hebrews goes on, for in that he put in subjection under him, he left nothing that's not put under him, but now we do not see all things put under him yet.
希伯来书的作者继续说，那既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的，只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
What's the very next verse?
那么下面一句是什么呢？
But we see Jesus.
然而我们看见耶稣
The first man to take dominion over the earth.
就是那第一个人他把这个地夺回来。
The first man who lived as a man should live.
就是这第一个人他可以照着人所应该有的那个样子来生活。
And when he comes back in his kingdom, he's bringing many sons in glory who will also have finally become men.
当他回来的时候，他要带领许多的儿子都回到这个神的国度里边，他们的活就是照着神最初的那个旨意而生活。
Man will be able to rule over creation.
那个时候人就可以来管理万有。
They won't jump up on chairs when a mouse runs across the room.
当一个老鼠从房间经过的时候，他不会被吓得跳起来。
But the only way that this story can come to an ending is for the Son of Man to come from glory.And restore man's destiny here on earth.
这样的一个结局要发生，必须要等到我们的主在荣耀里边降临，回到这个地上。
God doesn't need men in heaven. He needs men and women on earth who are glorified.
神并不是在那边等候人到天堂去，而是要在地上人要得着神的荣耀。
And then the third story in the Old Testament still unfulfilled.
然后旧约圣经的第三章的这个故事仍然没有结局的那个故事。
God promised to Abraham a nation and a people.
神应许亚伯拉罕要得到一个国，得到一个民。
He promised to his people a kingdom that would reign in righteousness.
他应许他说地上要有一个国度，他们能够以公义和圣洁来管理。
Slide number 6, we see the promise that was made to Solomon.
在下面一个幻灯片，我们看见神对所罗门的这个应许。
Now if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart and uprightness, to do according to all that I've commanded you, And if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.
你若效法你父大卫，存诚实正直的心行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典章，我就必坚固你的国位在以色列中直到永远，正如我应许你父大卫说，你的子孙必不断人做以色列的国位。
By the time the children of Israel were taken captive into Babylon, none of these stories had been finished.
当以色列人被掳到巴比伦去的时候，没有一个这样的神的宝贵的应许实现了。
Can you imagine taking your little child, or for most of you, your grandchild, and reading them a little fairy tale, and halfway through you say, oh, well, that's all there is. Close up, let's go to sleep.
你们在座的大多数人会不会对你们的孩子或者孙子给他们读一个一个神话故事、童话故事，读了一半你就说好了，现在结束了，睡觉吧。
If God is God, he must satisfy creation's longing. He must satisfy Israel's promise. He must satisfy mankind's destiny.
如果神是神的话，他一定会满足他自己的应许，他一定会满足人心中永远，对永远的那个渴慕。
And then, in the exile, the exilic prophets began to see the answer, the end of the story.
在被掳的那个光景里边，神的先知他们就看见了那个结局。
It has to do with the coming of the Son of Man.
这个必须是要跟要来的人子发生关系。
In slide number 7, we see Daniel who sees that at the end of these four kingdom ages, you know, Babylon and Persia and Greece and Rome, something's going to happen.
我们知道先知但以理在异象中间看见要来的那四个帝国。
I kept looking in the night visions and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. And he came up to the ancient of days and he was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory and the kingdom that all the peoples, nations and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion.Which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. But the and then he goes on a little later, but the saints of the highest one will receive that kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, for all ages to come.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度。使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他，他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。然而至高者的圣名必要得国享受，直到永永远远。
That completes the story.
这个就使那个故事有一个圆满的结局。
The Son of Man comes and reigns on this earth.
是神子，是人子回到地上来开始治理全地。
And saints will reign with him.
然后神的圣名就与他同治理全地。
As I always tell the young people,
我总是愿意告诉年轻人，
When you have a kingdom,
当你有了一个国王国，
You have two elements,
就有两个因素。
You can't have a kingdom without a king,
就有两个部分，你不能没有国王而有这个王国。
But you also can't have a kingdom without dumbs,
然后呢，
kingdom,
然后你也要必须有这个这些子民，这些 dumb.
That's you and I, we're the dumbs.
这就是你和我，我们都是那个 dumb.
We're the saints who are going to reign in this kingdom with the Son of Man.
我们都是主的圣徒，我们要与国要与王要与主一同作王。
But wait a minute. How can we reign with this righteous, glorious Son of Man?
等一下，我们如何与这位公义又圣洁的神人子一同掌权呢？
Now, we're not only dumbs, we're dumb dumbs.
我们不仅是dumb, 而且我们非常的dumb.
We are unright. We are unrighteous.
我们是不公义的。
And we are mortal.
而且我们是会死的。
How can a mortal man live in a kingdom that lasts forever?
一个会死的人怎么能够在一个永远的国度里边生活呢？
Wait a minute. At the end of Daniel's vision, God gives him a glimmer of hope.
等一下，在 但以理那个异象的末了，神给他看见了，窥见了一点点的那个荣耀的结局。
In Daniel 12 verse 2, the Lord says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt.
但以理书12章第二节这边说，那睡在尘埃中的人必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的。有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
Brothers and sisters, what kind of power of the resurrection can awaken dead from the dust and bring them into an everlasting kingdom?
弟兄姊妹，要是要需要一个何等大的复活大能，才能让人睡在尘埃中的人能够苏醒，而且能够进入这个永远的国。
But this wasn't just Daniel's vision.
这个不仅是但以理的意象。
Listen to Isaiah 26. I don't have a slide.
再听一下，在以赛亚书第26章，我这边没有做一个幻灯片。
Isaiah 26:19,
第19节。
Your dead will live.
死人要复活。
Their corpses will rise.
尸首要兴起。
You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy, for your dew is as the dew of the dawn, and the earth will give birth to these departed spirits.
睡在尘埃的要兴起歌唱。因你的甘露好像菜蔬上的甘露，地也要交出死人来。
So there is this story now of the coming of the Son of Man and of those righteous being resurrected into that kingdom.
这就是那个故事的结局，最后死人这个公义的王要回来，死人要从尘埃里边复活。
Now Ezekiel in the exile sees this clearly in slide number 8.
那么以西结在这边，在他的意象里边看得非常的清楚。
Then the Spirit said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, our hope is perished, we are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.Then you will know that I am the Lord when I've opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. And I will put my spirit within you and you will come to life and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord.
主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽。然而你要发一语言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我要将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
So these Old Testament scriptures became the hope of the Pharisees of this resurrection, and Paul's hope as well.
这些旧约的应许就成了法利赛人他们对死而复活的盼望，也成了保罗的盼望。
Now when Jesus was speaking about himself being the bread of life in John chapter 6,
当耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章那边说到他就是那生命的粮的时候，
He suddenly brings up a new time phrase called the last day.
他突然提到了一个关于时代的一个词，说到末后的日子。
And he keeps saying something's going to happen on the last day.
他特别在这边，他专门要提到说要在末日要发生一些事情。
Now we look at slide number 9.
我们看下一个幻灯片。
And we see he's talking about a bodily resurrection.
我们在这边看见他是在这边提到说身体的复活。
John 6:39-40. This is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I lose nothing but raise him up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, and everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him,will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day.
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
A few verses on in verse 44, no one can come to me unless the Father has sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
44节，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
Again in verse 54, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
54节，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Now, the last day was a term that was known by faithful Jews.
这些忠心的犹太人他们是熟悉这个词说到末日。
So in John 11, when they were talking about raising Lazarus from the dead, Martha knew already about this last day.
约翰福音11章那边当说到提到拉撒路复活的这件事情马大已经知道末日复活的事。
Jesus said to Martha, Lazarus will live.
耶稣对马大说拉撒路要活。
And in verse 24, Martha said to Jesus,I know that Lazarus will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
There is a resurrection on the last day.
在末日有一件事情叫做复活。
And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now he who believes in me will live even if he dies.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Something's going to happen.A bodily resurrection. And Jesus is going to raise up those bodies by his power of the resurrection on the last day.
这说到特别说到是身体的复活。当耶稣基督回来的时候在末日他要叫那些信他的人有一个复活的身体。
And so the Christians, they developed what they called the blessed hope.
所以基督徒在这边他们就把这称为有福的盼望。
Now, this is not a blessed hope about dying and going to heaven.
这个有福的盼望不是指的说你死了你可以上天堂。
This morning, what are you waiting for?
今天早上你在等待什么呢?
You know, I talked to a Christian recently.
最近我跟一位基督徒。
We were talking about the doctrines of the end times.
我们在谈论关于这个末日的、末世的这个这个教训教训。
And this person was a mid-trib rapture believer.
他是一位好像提到是半中腰被提的这样的一个信徒。
And so I asked her the question.
所以我问他这样的一个问题。
So you're saying to me that what you're actually waiting for is the first 3.5 years of tribulation.
我对他说事实上你是在等候这个第三年半的那个大灾难的来临。
Now the blessed hope is waiting for the coming of the Lord.
当然这个有福的盼望是指的主耶稣的再来。
But you're waiting for tribulation.
然而你却在那边等候这个大灾难。
And in 2 Thessalonians, Paul has to address the saints because they think that the gathering to the Lord Jesus, has already happened.
所以使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书那边要解决这个问题因为他们已经在那边相信说复活已经过。
Why?
为什么?
Because they thought they saw the Antichrist.
因为他们以为他们看见了那个敌基督的。
Now, what are you waiting for? To see the Antichrist?
今天你在盼望等候看见什么呢看见敌基督吗
Oh Lord, I'm waiting to see the Antichrist.
主啊我在这边等着看见那个敌基督到来。
I hope that's not what you're looking for.
我希望这个不是你所等候的。
Or that you're looking for heaven.
或者你不是在等候上天堂。
Heaven's a wonderful place.
当然天堂是一个美好的地方。
But the blessed hope is looking for the return of Jesus Christ and resurrection.And our resurrection as well.
这个有福的盼望是主耶稣基督的降临以及我们要复活这件事。
That's what stoked Paul's desire to press on to gain the prize.
这个是那促使保罗能够有这样的一个盼望他愿意直跑向着标杆直跑。
So in slide number 10, we see the blessed hope has two parts to it.
我们看见这个有福的盼望其实有两个部分。
As Paul says in Titus chapter 2 verse 13, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus.
在提多书2章13节这边保罗说到要等候那有福的盼望并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Now what's the first and most important part of the blessed hope?
那么这个有福的盼望的第一个部分是什么呢
You're looking for Jesus to come back to the earth and get his righteous do.
我们要等候耶稣基督回到这个地上，他得到他所配得的那个公义。
Do you love Jesus with all your heart?
你是不是全心的爱慕主耶稣基督？
Then your supreme desire, you should be like the friend of the bridegroom who says, I rejoice to see him increasing, even if I decrease.
如果你真的爱他的话，你就会作为那个新妇的同伴，你会满心的欢喜，要迎接他的再来。
Brothers and sisters, the most wonderful moment will come to this earth when Jesus comes in glory and sets up his kingdom. Oh, I want to see that day.
我何等的盼望能够看见那个日子，当耶稣基督在他的荣耀里显现的时候，来到地上建立他的国。
No more children being abused.
就不再有这个儿童的这个被虐待。
No more evil and lawlessness in the streets.
在街上就不再有那些非无法无天的事情发生。
No more environment burning up.
就再没有这种环境被破坏污染。
But his glorious return to this earth.
而是他荣耀的再来。
His reconciliation of the whole earth.
把整个的地都全部的与神和好。
There's a blessed hope.
这个就是那个有福的盼望。
Well, soon I may pass on through that veil.
很快我就会通过那个幔子。
But I want a world for my grandchildren.
但是我要这个世界为我的后代。
And it'll come when there's the blessed appearing of the glorious Savior and God, Jesus Christ.
他们能够看见这个荣耀的显现的荣耀的救主耶稣基督。
It's all about him.
全都是关于他的。
That's our blessed hope.
这个是我们有福的盼望。
But why is it our blessed hope?
为什么这个是我们有福的盼望？
Because when we see him in his glorious appearing,It tells us in many places, and we will be like him.
因为我们若羡慕他的显现的话，我们就知道有这样的一个盼望，就是当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
We will be raised in resurrected body as well.
我们也要同样得到一个死而复活的那个身体。
So Peter calls this his living hope.
所以使徒彼得称这个为那个活泼的盼望。
You see there in 1 Peter 1:3.
在彼得后书，彼得前书一章三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope. What's that living hope? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这个活泼的盼望是借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
I'll unpack that just for a minute.
我要把这个详细的解开。
Here's Peter.
彼得在这里。
He saw Jesus. And he saw that Jesus rose from the dead with a resurrection body that could walk through walls and never die again.
他眼见的耶稣基督从死里复活的那一位，他可以穿墙而过，他带的那个身体是存到永远。
And inside, Peter came, a living hope.
所以在他的那个身体里头就有那样的一个活泼的那个鲜活的盼望开始在那边涌动。
Jesus rose up.
因为耶稣复活了。
And we will raise up.
我们有一天也要同样复活。这是我的盼望。
And it's based on Jesus' resurrection.
这个一切都是根据于耶稣基督从死里复活。
Look at a couple of other passages. I don't think I have these up.
我们要看几处其他的经文。
2 Corinthians 4:14.
第哥林多后书第四章第四节。
Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. 2 Corinthians 4:14.
四章十四节。并自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活并且叫我们与你们一同在他站在他面前。
How many of you believe Jesus rose from the dead?
我们中间有多少人相信耶稣基督从死里复活?
How many believe you're going to be raised from the dead?
有多少人相信你也要从死里复活?
That's the blessed hope.
这个是我们那有福的盼望。
Or Philippians 3, verses 20-21, we read at the beginning. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state, into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of the power of the resurrection, that even is able to subject all things to himself.
刚才我们已经读过腓立比书3:20-21节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Now all of this brings us, of course, to 1 Corinthians 15, which is Paul's great revelation of the resurrection.
这一切都给我们带到哥林多前书15章那边说到主耶稣基督的身体的复活。
And here he reveals what he calls, "Behold, I tell you a mystery."
这里边我们看见保罗在这边说，看哪，我要给你们看一个奥秘。
In slide number 11.
下面一个幻灯片。
Well, here's the bad news.
先是坏消息。
1 Corinthians 15:50. Now I say this, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏。Let's
say his kingdom came right now.
让我们说，现在国度就降临了。But
you and I are perishable.
但是你和我却是要朽坏的。We
can't abide in an imperishable kingdom.
我们没有办法住在那个不能朽坏的国里。This
is a holy kingdom that's coming.
这是一个圣洁的国度降临。Unholy
beings can't survive in a holy kingdom.
我们这些不圣洁的人没有办法在圣洁的国度里边生存。So
flesh and blood, mortal bodies can't make it through into this coming kingdom.
所以这个血肉之躯不能够来承受神的国。But
wait. He says, I tell you a mystery.
他说，但是等一下，我现在要把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
We can get in.
我们能够进去。
There's a way in.
有一条路使我们能够进去。
So, slide number 12.
下面一个幻灯片。
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable and this mortal must put on immortality.
我告诉你们，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是要都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的。 我们也要改变，这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的，总要变成不死的。Now
I hope you sense how close Paul thinks the coming of the Lord is.
我希望你能够在这里边感受得到保罗那个时候的感觉，就是主的国要降临，就要马上发生的一件事。He
would appeal just like our brother Kong used to appeal to. He's coming. He's right here. He's in the doors. His parousia is upon us. Are you ready?
他就会像我们江弟兄那样子在这边呼吁说，我们的主就要来了，就在门口了，我们要预备好迎接他。How
do we sense his expectation?
我们怎么样子能够有这样的一种感觉？Behold,
I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep.
因为他在这边说。 看哪，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。In
other words, he could come back any moment while we're still alive.
换一句话说，当我们还活着的时候，他在任何的一个时刻就可以降临的。But
here's the mystery.
那么这个地方是一个奥秘。At
that moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
就在那一霎时，在转眼之间。At
the last trumpet.
那么号筒末次吹响的时候。Those
who are dead will be raised immortal with bodies resurrected.
那些已经睡了，已经死了的人就要复活，要得到一个不朽坏的身体。And
those who are alive when he comes will be changed also into an imperishable body.
那些还活着的人，当他回来的时候，也要被改变，要得到一个不朽坏的身体。Oh,
what a tremendous, blessed hope this is!
这是一个何等的有福的盼望。And
clearly, and we'll find it again in another scripture, Paul didn't anticipate dying. Because the Lord was coming so soon.
因为主这么快就要回来了，所以保罗很明显在那边不是在等死。
Now it's true the eternal watch is not an eye watch.
但很明显的，这个永世的这个钟表不是一个eye watch.
It's an e watch. 它是一个eternal watch.
是一个永世的钟表。
And so we're still waiting for the Lord to come.
我们现在仍然在等待着主的降临。
So was Paul wrong?
所以保罗是不是犯了一个错误?
No, because this mystery is that there come a time where there'll be people alive when he comes, and they'll be changed, those believers, as well as those who have gone on.
没有，他没有说错，因为当主来的时候，还有那些活着的圣徒，他们要被改变，就好像那些已经睡了的圣徒被改变一样。
But I hope you also see this truth.
但是我希望你也同样能够认识这个真理。
That when a person dies, they're not immediately given a new body.
当一个圣徒死了的时候，他没有马上就得到一个复活的身体。
They receive the resurrection body at that trumpet and his coming.
他是在主再来的时候，号筒末次吹响的时候，才能够得到那个复活的身体。
Paul truly held the Jewish hope of the resurrection, but with two significant modifications.
保罗确实在那边持守着犹太人所有的那个对复活的盼望，然而却有两点不同。Now
the Jewish hope was this.
犹太人的盼望是这样,
the Messiah would come in resurrection.
这个弥赛亚要降临,
and the dead would be raised into his kingdom.
然后这个死人就要复活进入到他的国里。But
there's a mystery.
但是有一个奥秘,
because the Messiah first had to come as a suffering servant to die for us that we may be saved and be resurrected.
弥赛亚第一次来的时候，他必须是一个受苦的仆人，要来，而且要受死，要从死里复活。The
Jews didn't expect that.
这一点是犹太人没有想到。They
expected the Messiah come and the new kingdom ushered in and the dead, their dear departed Abraham and whoever else raised into that kingdom immediately.
他们的盼望就是当弥赛亚降临的时候，马上他们过去的死的圣徒都起来，从坟墓里起来，进入到国度里。But
first, Jesus had to come and save us.
然而，首先耶稣必须首先要来拯救我们。Or
who could be his at the coming of the Lord?
要不然的话，谁能够当主来的时候能够成为那个等候他的人呢？
But in his second coming, that's when we'll be resurrected.
但是当他第二次再来的时候，就是我们所有人都一同被改变的时候。
So Paul explains in slide number 13.
所以保罗继续的来解释。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人的，睡了之人出熟的果子。
So Jesus rose from the dead as the first fruits that the rest of us are going to be included in.
当耶稣基督从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子的时候，我们这些人也被包括在里头。Now
it was also necessary that he be the first fruits of the resurrection.
他成为复活出熟的果子这件事情是必须的。Why? 为什么?
So that he could be raised up, exalted in the heavens, sit down on the right hand of God, and be given all power and authority.
因为他必须要从死里复活，要被神的右手高举，要从神的右手中受了应许的圣灵。
So there in Acts chapter 2, we hear Peter finishing up his message about Jesus' resurrection.
所以我们在使徒行传第二章这边看见彼得所传的这篇福音。
This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了。我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。But
if Jesus is the first fruit of the resurrection, what does the first fruit promise?
如果耶稣基督是这个出熟复活出熟的果子，那么这个应许的那个出熟的果子是什么呢?
It promises soon the rest will be harvested in.
他的应许就是剩下的人都要最后被收割。And
so he says there in verse first slide number 14.
下面一个幻灯片。
He says in 1 Corinthians 15:23, but each in his own order, Christ, the first fruits of resurrection. After that, those who are Christ's at his coming.
但客人是按照自己的次序复活的。 初熟的果子是基督, 以后在他来的时候, 是那些属基督的。
When will the resurrection take place?
复活是什么时候会发生的?
At his second coming.
是在他第二次再来的时候。
It's very clear.
这是非常清楚的。
So now we read the slide 15, once again Thessalonians.
再次回到帖撒罗尼迦前书那里。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we also shall always be with the Lord.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那里，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Now Paul is just explaining that don't worry about those who are asleep because we're all going to go up together.
因为保罗在这边让圣徒们不要担心那些已经睡了的人，因为有一天我们都要与他们一同在空中与主相遇。
But Paul isn't saying that we live forever above the cirrus clouds.
他并没有说从那以后我们就要在那个谜一样的云端来生活。
Now there's a whole other mystery about rapture here, right?
当然这边又说到关于被提这件事情又是另外一件奥秘。
But the Bible is clear. Jesus is clear. We don't look for the rapture, we look for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
但是圣经非常清楚地给我们看见说，我们所盼望的不是被提，而是盼望着耶稣基督再来。
If you are those and one of those who truly love his appearing, and you're watching and waiting as Jesus told you, if you're doing that and there's a rapture, you're going to get raptured.
如果你真是一位爱慕他显现的人，你在这边盼望、等候、守望，那么在被提的时候，你就会成为其中一份子。But
every time you see a cumulonimbus cloud crossing the sky, you don't look up and say, "I wonder if the rapture's coming."
很多时候，当你看上天上有一朵卷积云飘过来的时候，你会在那边好奇说：“我不知道是不是主就在云端上。”You're
looking for the day of the Lord.
你要在这里等候主的日子。Our
Lord Jesus himself spoke about this coming kingdom.
因为我们的主耶稣基督自己说到这要来的国度。
Final slide, number 16.
最后的这个幻灯片。I
hope I haven't wearied you with this Bible study.
我希望我的查经没有让你感觉疲倦。But
I want you to know what we're looking forward to.
因为我实在想让你知道说我们所盼望等候的是什么。Even
as we would break bread together this morning, we are proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes.
甚至当今天早上我们要一同来拨饼纪念主的时候，我们要宣告他的死，直到他再来。
In Matthew chapter 8, the Lord says, I say to you that many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
我又告诉你们，从东从西，将有许多人来在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。Now
the kingdom of heaven doesn't mean the kingdom that's up in heaven.
这个天国并不表示说是在天上的一个国。It
means the kingdom of the heavens.
而是属天的这个国度。Which
has come to earth.
是要来到地上的属天的国度。Which
Jesus further clarifies to his disciples in Matthew 19.
主耶稣又继续来说明这个国度在马太福音19章。
I say to you that many, and Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们, 你们这跟从我的人到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。Now
this is our little Bible study this morning.
这个是我们早上的一点点查经。But
I hope it puts a fire of incense in your heart.
但是我盼望它能够点燃你心中的那把火，能够有一个馨香的香被点着。All
the stories and hopes of the Old Testament will have their fulfillment when our Lord Jesus comes back in his resurrection, and when those who are faithful are and belong to him are resurrected in that kingdom.
当复活的主耶稣基督第二次降临的时候，所有旧约的这些故事和预言和应许都要被实现，我们所有这些蒙恩得救的圣徒都要与他一同在一起。
We are clearly told to expect that the great next event that happens will be right here on earth when our Messiah returns.
我们都应该清楚地知道，下面要发生的一个最伟大的事件，就是要在这个地上，我们要看见神的国降临。
Now, we thank God that we will be anybody who should die today in the Lord goes into his presence.
我们知道这个应许就是今天凡在主里死了睡了的圣徒们，有一天当他降临的时候，我们都要来到他的同在之中。
But don't think that Jesus is satisfied sitting there until his kingdom is fulfilled here on earth.
不要以为主耶稣基督今天就坐在那儿等着，以直到他的国度能够被实现在地上。
Our Lord wants to come back to this earth.
我们的主盼望能够回到这个地上。
He wants to stand upon this soil and say, this world belongs to Jehovah, my Father.
他愿意把他的脚踏在这个地上，说这个地是属于耶和华的。
He wants to let righteousness fill the land.
他愿意让公义充满这个世界。
To bring healing for all the broken people in this world.
能够把医治带给所有那些被破碎、被伤心、失望的人。
What a tremendous world and creation this will be.
这将是一个何等大的创造。
All the hopes of the Jews for that kingdom promised to Abraham fulfilled in the son of David.
这个对犹太人来说，对先祖亚伯拉罕的那个国度的应许能够被实现。
And you and I, now sons of glory, learning how to live as men and women were meant to live.
那你和我这些荣耀的神的儿子们，我们在地上学习如何的能够照着神所创造的时候所定下的那个旨意来做一个真正的男人，一个真正的女人。
Oh, presently we live under such great limitation, don't we?
我们现在仍然活在一个巨大的有限里头。
Limitation, even of spirit, of soul, and of body.
我们的有限在于我们有限的身体，而且我们有限的魂和灵。
I don't see that it's possible at all.To calculate the power of the resurrection that will transform our humble estate into something glorious.
我实在是没有办法计算要需要多大的复活大能能够把我们这样有限的灵魂体能够变成一个荣耀的一个心脏。
But that's the moment in our resurrection when our salvation will be full salvation.
但是到了那个时刻，我们的救恩就是一个完全实现的救恩。
Spirit, soul, and body transformed by our Lord.
我们的灵魂体被我们的主完全的改变。
So as we prepare to come to the Lord's table this morning.
所以今天早上当我们预备我们的心来到主的饼杯面前的时候。
We come so thankful we're saved.
我们实在是感恩，因为我们是得救的人。
That we've been able to see with eyes of the heart by revelation something of the Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣基督的复活，我们心灵的眼睛能够看得见我们的主耶稣基督。
But none of that will compare to the day we see our Lord face to face.
但是所有这一切都没有办法跟那一天我们能够面对面的见到我们的主相比。
The most beautiful person.That's ever been upon this earth.
他就是那位无与伦比的美丽无比的人子。
And we will worship at his feet.
我们会拜倒在他的脚前敬拜他。
Oh Lord, such a blessed promise. Such a living hope.
这是一个何等有福的盼望，是一个何等活泼的盼望。
You'll set things right upon this earth.
你会把一切的不义都改变。
You'll sanctify our families.
你会使我们的家庭成圣。
You'll transform our mortal bodies.
你会改变我们卑贱的身体。
You'll bring your mercy upon this earth.
你会把你的怜悯带到这个地上。
Your holiness and your love.
你的爱
Oh Lord, we're sorry that the world misunderstands and thinks you're such an awful God. When you've come out of love to transform and put things into life.
And
so we have this blessed hope.
主啊, 因此我们有这样的一个有福的盼望,
we would make ourselves ready. What a wonderful day that will be.
那将是一个何等美好的日子,
we look forward to it even today.
甚至今天我们就在这里迫切的等候,
in Jesus' name.
靠着主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.